Hey, Northbrookers, and anyone else that tunes in to the Northbrook podcast here, we are so glad that you probably might be our first listener. And so if you'll call in right now, we have a prize for you. But as we get started today, and Brent also is here in the studio, I have to first start off by saying congratulations to the Auburn Tigers.
That's right. War Eagle.
I knew you were going to say that. That might be one of the best college football games I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yes, I think so. I mean, it was a little sloppy, but you got to love it when it is tied up, you know, right with 3 seconds left.
Oh, it was awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, Chuck,
not to mention the chicken wings.
That's right. Who else is with us? Is it just us two sitting here?
We have a special guest in here, our children's director, Cindy Stuckey. Say hey, Cindy.
Hey.
No, say hey, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
All right. There you go. And so what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about how the big story is being incorporated into our families.
That's right.
Here in our church. Is that right, Brent?
That's right. That's right. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to ask Cindy some questions about how she does it with her family. We may have not brought this up before, but we've got three different sort of stages of life represented in this room right now. And Chuck has kids who are on their way out of the home. I've got one that I'm about to bring in the home. And Cindy's got three running around the home. And so we want to hear from her, and we want to know, Cindy, how is it that you implement the scriptures? And specifically, maybe if you want to talk about this year in your life and in your family's life.
That's a good question. I have my three, you have to know, are three different ages, so they're all at three different stages. I have a teenager and a middle schooler, and then Luke, who is in first grade. And so it's different for all three of them, which is tough. But we are trying to do that. With Luke, I am doing the Amazing Treasure Bible.
Okay.
And that is out on the resource table. And I think it's a wonderful resource for kids and moms and dads to read to their kids. It's the Bible stories, but in between the stories, it has it's these kids that are asking their parents, well, how does this relate to everything else? And so in between the stories, it has a, what do you call it, commentary, I guess,
right.
But it's between parents and their kids,
okay,
about how it relates and how Jesus relates and how it's God's plan from the very beginning to the very end.
So the book itself is a conversation in a family?
Yes, that's exactly right. Okay. The book itself is a conversation in a family.
Okay, great. And so that's one resource, and that's called the Children's Treasures Bible.
It's called the Amazing Treasure Bible.
Amazing Treasure Bible. Tell us what else you have.
You can check that one out.
We have many copies of that because we actually did that as a Bible study several years ago with the kids. Miss Regina Lynn did that.
So, okay. We'll talk about the rest of your family and then maybe some more resources that we have available.
Okay. Natalie and I are reading, or she is reading it on her own, and I'm reading it with her sometimes. We're just doing the regular study or the Bible daily reading right now.
Okay.
But we are also working on, I'm teaching her how to study the Bible specifically, and we are using a book by Kay Arthur, and it's called How to Study Your Bible. It's in the Discovery for Kids or Discover for Yourself Bible series for children. And
that's
it's
great.
A real good in-depth look at exactly how to study the Bible, how to take context into consideration. It uses a lot of grammar and how the Bible uses similes and metaphors and parables and all kinds of stuff like that. So that's real interesting. I've done that with Courtney, and now I'm doing it with Natalie.
Okay, absolutely. All right.
Courtney, of course, is almost 15, and she really likes to do it on her own, which is sad for me.
Okay, but probably appropriate at that age.
But probably appropriate.
Good
but.
For her later on.
Yeah,
and she is amazing. I started out from the day she was born reading Bible stories to her when I was nursing her, and we have been reading it. We've done the study series. We've done other Bible study series with her, and now she is doing it on her own, and I am very proud of her because she does it every single day. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I was not that dedicated when I was 15 years old.
Well, that's great. Well, I can just speak from knowing the family. The Stuckey family kids are all great, and you can tell that they're getting some great influences. So you're doing a great job from what I can see and observe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, very good. We're very good. Well, do you have anything else you want to add or talk about?
I do have one other resource that I would like to mention. This has been a staple in my house for as long as I can remember, and it's called Creative Correction by Lisa Welchel. It is a discipline book, but it is based on the Bible. And what I love about it is that I can, if I'm having a problem with one of my kids, whatever the problem is, I can look it up in the back. There's usually a chapter or at least a few paragraphs on this situation. And then she has a part that says, what does the Bible say about this?
Right.
And then she also has a toolbox that gives you specific scripture relating to those issues. And she has prayers relating to those issues that you can do with your children and share with your children. So we have done that forever, for as long as I can remember that we've had kids that I've known about this book. I have used it. And, you know, if I just have, if somebody's having problems with lying, if I can't find it in the Bible, I go to that, well, I usually always go to Creative Correction first,
right?
Because it gives me the scripture right there. Good. And then I can look it up, I can find it. We can talk about it. It gives you creative ways to talk about those things with your kids. And it's just an excellent resource.
Well, great. Well, great. Well, thanks so much for sharing some of those things. I'm going to leave Chuck with the last word. Chuck, do you want to say anything about your previous message or your message coming up or about the big story in general?
Yeah, well, since we're kind of in the arena of how our families can be applying what's going on this year, just one good example happened with our family this past week when my daughter Hannah was home. We were having supper with her and all the people who come along with my kids now. And we were talking about the big story, and my daughter Hannah is a math major, going to be a math teacher, and so we were talking about the generations between Adam and Noah. And she says, well, I did the numbers. And it's interesting that Adam lived until the time of Noah's dad.
Yeah.
So the story of creation had to be passed along through those times, and firsthand from Adam, it could be passed along from him, and then left with Noah to continue. And so, in applying what we're talking about today, I think it's very important that we as parents remember, and then God told Moses told the people, you need to pass along the stories. You write this on your heart and on
That's
the
right.
walls.
That's right.
You tell your kids these things when you get up and when you lie down.
That's
and
right.
So I think it's important that this year we take that to heart and mm-hmm. we practically apply it with all the different ways that we're able to do that.
That's very good.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That is so important. And for me, I can remember when my kids were little, especially if you have them close together,
right?
It's just so hard to find time to do this. But it is so important to allow God to give you that time and the opportunity. When you're taking your kid out for a walk and they're in the stroller, just talk about God's beauty and the things that He made and the creation that's out there. And, you know, there's opportunity. We have opportunities all during the day. And that's what the Bible tells us to do, talk about the things that God did for us and gave to us all day long, as you sit, as you walk, as you sleep, whatever you're doing. And that's important, and a lot of us don't do that, but it's very important, and it's a easy and simple way to get the message across to our kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, guys, that has been a great word. I just want to thank y'all for being with us. This is Chuck and Brent's podcast, and Cindy, thanks for being our special guest.
Yeah, thanks, Brent.
All right.
Have a good week, everybody.
Yep.
Hey, I could have